Isaiah chapter number 41, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 41, 8 and 9. But thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. For just a little bit, I want to talk about it. It is what it is, but it's not what it seems. Amen. It is what it is, but it's not what it seems. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We shall not be long, but I do want to make several quick points. I want us to understand that it is what it is. Whatever it is and happening in our lives, it is. It is what it is. Amen. When the whole story is told, it is not always very pretty. Everything is out there for all to see. All of the positives and all of the negatives. It's all out there. But the truth of the matter is, it is what it is. But in the midst of all of that, it's not what it seems. Amen, amen. Because we look at stuff, but we fail to see there is a story after the story. Amen. As Paul Harvey said, and now the rest of the story. Amen. When we understand that even in our failures, the Lord says, I have chosen thee, hallelujah, and not cast thee away. I was thinking last week as we studied about Deborah and Barak, and then this week about Gideon. One was a military commander that the Lord had sent on a mission, on a military mission. And his response to Deborah, the prophetess, was, I'll go if you go with me. Amen, amen. Here is the mighty man of God saying to the woman, I'll go, but it's conditional. I won't go unless you go with me. And then Gideon, hallelujah, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord addresses him as the mighty man of valor. Gideon is looking around to see who he's talking about. Can't be me. Amen. But if God calls you a mighty man of valor, now that could be a mighty woman, then we are who God says we are. And it does not matter what circumstances that have occurred in our lives. Amen. God can build upon those and cause it to be to his glory. Amen. Amen. Now let me quickly give you the end of the story before we fill in the patchwork. Amen. When we talk about it is what it is, the simple fact is it is what it is. But it's not what it seems. When we look at both Barak and we look at Deborah and we look at Gideon, if we go to Hebrews 11, we will find them in the honor roll of faith.
That's right.
Amen. And the reason that we see them there is God has a way of dealing with history in a condensed form.
That's right.
All of us have talked about a book that's condensed. Some of it has been cut out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. All of that does not glorify God, that he has forgiven us of, he cuts it out. Amen. That's why when we talk about Abraham and we see him in chapter 12 of Genesis, we see him and there's a famine in the land and he takes his wife Sarai and he goes down to Egypt. The scripture said she was a fair woman to look upon. And here Abraham, who's now was Abram, but he's concerned about what's going to happen to him. Because he says, if you go and you're a good looking woman, they're going to kill me and take you. So I tell you what we'll do. You say that you're my sister and all will be well. Well, this man whom God calls his friend is scheming to protect his skin. And I got to tell you something. In 2017, you got folk who are still scheming to protect their skin. For Satan has said, skin for skin. All that a man has, he'll give to save his skin. But they fail to realize that we serve a God who's able to keep that has been committed unto him. So we commit our lives to God, and God's going to hold us in the palm of his hand. Amen. So it doesn't matter what we've done. And I would like to say that my life has been perfect, but I would lie if I said that. Amen. You know, I like transparency.
That's right.
And I have to tell you that my dad took off really before I was capable of knowing. My furthest remembrance is I was with my mother and grandmother. Now, it is what it is. I could say, you know, I didn't get any Twinkies and my daddy left, and so life has been tough. But the truth of the matter is, it is, but it is not what it seemed. Because with his going away, it taught me some lessons. It taught me about individual reliance. Amen. That, you know, the Lord doesn't send your future in somebody. Amen. He sends it to you.
That's right.
See, somebody's waiting for somebody to do something. Amen. You're waiting for the big tent and all that. Somebody going to do something. Ain't coming.
That's right.
Amen. The Lord has your blessing in your hand.
That's right.
And he's going to send it to you. Oh, he might use some other instrumentality, but he's going to send it to you.
That's right.
But I learned with his leaving how to be, number one, obedient to women. Number two, I learned from his leaving how to be a better father to my children.
That's right.
That I could be there for them.
Right.
And so it is what it is, but it's not what it seems. You can draw from whatever the sometimes we think it's cataclysmic.
Right.
This is just so bad. Doesn't matter how bad it is. God has a way of using any and everything to his advantage. That's why Paul could say, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. And so when we look at Abraham, amen, the Bible says that here he fails God. But yet God refers to him as his friend.
That's right.
In chapter 15, God promises Abraham a son that's going to come from his own bowels, from his own body. And it's not Eliezer. God has a son he's going to give to him. And Abraham, the Bible said, was married to Sarai, who had no children. But she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah brings Hagar to Abram and says, well, I haven't given you any children, so you just take her as your secondary wife. Now, my brothers and sisters, I've got to tell you that Sarah was some kind of woman. Because I don't know many women that would bring somebody to their husband. What I want us to see is Abraham's failure. Amen, amen. Abraham's failure. But it is what it is. You know? And the Bible is up front about all of the things that we consider to be negatives. It tells us about it. It doesn't seem to try to cover it over, but it lets us know. It's there. Amen. It is what it is, but it's not always what it seems. Because the story has not yet been finished.
Right.
And until the last of the story is written, amen, God is still working.
Right.
Listen what he says when he talks about Abraham, his friend. He says in verse 9, and of course this is also inclusive of all the children of Israel who are the descendants of Abraham, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee. And let me just stop there, folks, because I want you to know you didn't choose God. He chose you until he, with his love, caused you to know what true love is. You wouldn't know how to make a good selection. But when God comes into your life and you realize that he has something better to offer you, amen, then you know how to come to the Lord. I always love to hear folks say, I found the Lord, as if the Lord was lost. Amen. We are lost, but amen, God has never been lost. He found us. Amen. And we had sense enough to gravitate to him. Amen. But what I want us to look at, he says, thou art my servant. Amen. We are his when we are obedient. We are his when we are disobedient. He does not love us more because we are obedient, and he does not love us less in our disobedience. Amen. He loves us with an unconditional love. And he loves us right where we are, but he loves us too much to keep us where we are. And so he wants to move us closer to him. And so we go through stuff. It is what it is. We go through stuff that we might know the goodness of the Lord. Amen, amen. A lot of times we say, why, Lord, why? And if we would look closely, the hand of God is fashioning us into the image of his dear son. For many of us, if you never experience any downtime, many of us would never pray. Go ahead and look straight ahead. You know, look all pious. But you know, circumstances make you pray. Amen. When you start going through hell and high water, it ain't hard to pray. And when you're going through stuff, amen, you don't go through the long pronounced prayer. The father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thou who has heard us all the time. No, you say, Lord, have mercy. Amen. You know that you're going through something, and you want the Lord to intercede for you, and you want him to do it right now. I love these folks that with these beautiful pronounced prayers. You know, they give you the whole Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They go through even the whole litany. But when we are really serious about it, amen, you want to get, yeah, amen, you want to put your cards on the table. You want to tell him how it really, really is. Amen. Now the Bible says, because verse 9, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away, so fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. What? For I am thy God. Even with the flaws that I have in my life, he's still my God. Amen. For when I really start trying to figure this out, he says, when you get the condensed version, that he's cut out, it's because he has forgiven you of those things, and he's not holding you now accountable for that that's covered under the blood. See, somebody not getting this. It's no longer relevant in terms of your relationship with him. A lot of us like to say we have forgiven folk, but we constantly remind them of the hurt that they have perpetrated in your life. But if you would just remember when you forgive them, forget it. And even if you haven't forgiven them, forget it anyhow. Because you can't change it by keep talking about it. I remember when you did so and so. Doesn't matter. Amen. Get on with your life. Amen. It is what it is. But it's not what it seems. When folk do things to you, amen. And I said it causes us to go to our knees. Don't you know we come up stronger than when we went down on our knees? Oh, somebody not getting this. You need to know that when folk cause you to go to your knees, amen, you might go in weakness, but you get up in strength. There's something about letting God come into your life. how he intercedes in whatever is going on. He gives you a strength that causes you to be an overcomer. Amen. You didn't know yesterday how you were going to make it. But as the old folks said, just a little talk with Jesus will make it. And then the Bible says, Abraham's failure, chapter 16, Abraham failed. Amen. Chapter 20, Abraham dwelt in Gerar. And again, Abraham told Abimelech that Sarah was his sister. That's two times he lied about his wife. I said, you know, she had some kind of compassion and understanding. Because at some point she'll tell, no, I'm your wife. Amen. But God says, you know, God will keep you from some stuff. The Bible says to Abimelech, you're a dead man. Because you got another man's wife. And he quickly. In chapter 20, verse 3. Now therefore, restore the man his wife. For he is a prophet. And then you know what he tells him to do? He's going to pray for you. But Abraham had a failure. But God can use failures. Look around in this room and you're going to see some failures. Oh, I know we like to talk about the positive things in our lives, but it's through the negative things that you really are shaped and made what God wants you really to be. Amen. If everything came to you on a flowery bed of ease, you wouldn't know how to pray. But when you go through life's dark circumstances and you see what God is able to do, you're able to say, nobody but the Lord has done this for me. How oft times we believe it's by power, we believe it's by might, but the truth of the matter is, not by power nor by might, but it's all by the Lord's Spirit. And so when we look at what Isaiah the prophet is talking about in terms of Israel and Abraham and Jacob, we see failures, amen, but there is a synopsis, a condensed version. God doesn't tell the whole story, amen. When we look at what God has done for Abraham, Galatians 3 and 6, even has Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. Here is the fellow who's trying to palm off his wife as his sister to protect himself. God says that he is my friend. Amen. God says the belief in him, the faith that he exemplifies, is accounted to him for righteousness. Galatians 3 and 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. When we understand that God makes promises to his people, and I love this because he said in verse 16, Galatians 3, 16, he says, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and that one, thy seed, is Christ. Now, we all have access to Christ. Amen, amen. Abraham might have failed, but one thing about it, he still believed God. And when you believe God, you can come to him and you can tell him about your failures. One thing about the Lord, I'm getting happy up in here. One thing about the Lord, he will not constantly remind you of your failures. When he forgives you of your failure, amen, he casts it into the sea of forgetfulness and he will not let it rise against you. And so when the book is written, the condensed version will not have all of my flaws. You know, when I stand before the Lord, all of my flaws won't be there because they have been washed under the blood of the Lamb. Amen. When I stand before the Lord, I can stand before him identifying with the Christ that I serve. Because the Bible said he is fashioning us into the image of his dear Son. As we go through our hard times, they are helping us to be what God would have us to be. Have I got a witness? If you know that God is on your side, amen, you're able to stand with your shoulders square, with your head up, knowing that I don't care what folk are saying, The God that I serve is more than what folks say. Can I go ahead? Too often we are concerned about what folks say. When we go through things, we go through our failures, folks talk about our failures. They didn't do this and they didn't do that. But can I tell you something? If God be fighting, who can be against you? You might talk about it all you please, but I'm going to tell God about it down on my knees. I'm not worried about what folks say. As long as I am in a right relationship with God, God can see me for who He wants me to be. I might not be there yet, but it is what it is. But God is working on me. He's fixing me. And I got a witness. That's why He could look at a Gideon and say to him, "Thou mighty man of valor." And I got a witness. Here's a man who's hiding, trying to thresh wheat behind the wine press. And anybody that understands the process of threshing wheat knows you throw the wheat up and the wind blows the chaff away. But when you're behind something, the wind won't blow it the way it ought to blow. But the Bible says that Gideon is hiding, trying to thresh the wheat. But God met him right where he was. I love that. God knows how to find you. Amen. We think we can hide from God. But can I tell you? Amen. God has a GPS that knows how to tune in right where you are. And that's good, because when I'm going through my trials and tribulations, amen, it might be tough, it might be hard, but God knows how to find me, and God knows how to take care of me. I gotta tell you, if you're in the hand of God, God will take care of you. And I got a witness here. And the dangerous thing when we look at Abraham, and we go through Abraham, we go through Isaac, and then we go to Jacob. And if you'll notice the text, it talks about Jacob. Have I got a witness? Well, let me help you here. "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen." We talk about Jacob. We know that the name Jacob means supplanter, trickster. He was a trickster. And it is what it is. He came in and took his blessing, the blessing that was due his brother. Took the birthright that was due his brother. And then he's running for his life. The one thing I want you to know, that God will meet you somewhere. He knows how to get your attention. The Bible says that on the plains that Jacob took a pillow and laid his head on the pillow. Have I got a witness here? And the Bible said while he was laying there, he was looking up and he saw a ladder that extended to heaven. He saw angels ascending and descending. And he said, "Surely this is the house of God." God says it is what it is, but it's not what it seems. You need to meet the Lord right where you are. When you meet the Lord, He changes you. And He changes you from grace to grace. Oh, Lord. You see, we're not all that God has ordained for us to be. But He's fashioning us as we go through our hard times. When you have trials and tribulations, they are making you more like the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. For if I never had any problems, I wouldn't know how to trust you. But when I'm going through my trials and my tribulations, I know that you bring me out more than a conqueror. And I got a witness. The Bible says of Abraham, he was a friend of God. The Bible said of Jacob, that God said, "I'm going to change your name. You are no longer Jacob, but rather you are Israel, a prince of God." I don't know whether the Lord has changed your name. Are you still the same trickster that you used to be? But it is what it is. What you used to be
It ought to be in your rear view mirror. Ah, yes. You see, there are those that like to accuse us. I remember when you did X, Y, and Z. But I like to tell them, yes, that's true. But have I got a witness? But that was then, and this is now. You're looking at the new bystander. You can see God moving. When we look at the text, the Bible said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Look what God will do in your weak places. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Lord, have mercy. And it tells us, look, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. Those that had their heads together, Lord have mercy. If you don't mind, let me demonstrate. When you find yourself reaching over and whispering in somebody's ear, telling them something about somebody, that God says, I'll make them ashamed. One of the dangers that comes about talking about a child of God is that you don't know them, because the last of the story has not yet been written. Have I got a witness here? It is what it is, but it's not what it seems. The Bible says it is what it is. When Jesus died on the cross, it is what it is. When they nailed his hands and with his feet, they slept him blind. He died. Yes, he died. And the devil said, I've been following him since I got kicked out of heaven, and now I got him. Yes, it is what it is, but it's not what it seems. You see him hanging on the cross on a Friday, but if you look past Friday and look to Sunday, there's something on it. He got it. It's not what it is. Son gave his life. But it's not what it seems. You thought it was going to destroy. And Satan does that. He puts things on you to destroy you. And God uses that. Same thing. He'll bring you out more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
If you learn how to trust Him.
Yeah.
Understand that trouble will come. But we serve a God.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a burden man.
Yeah,
a heavy load share.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you're experiencing.
Yeah.
God knows about it.
Yeah.
And He said.
Yeah.
If I am for you.
Yeah.
Y'all got to excuse me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I am for you. Who can be against you? I will bring all the forces of heaven against the devil. Can I close with this? Jesus demonstrated the power over Satan.
That's right.
On the cross.
That's right.
He defeated him. And now Satan is a defeated foe.
That's right.
But Satan is still going around.
Yeah.
As a roaring lion.
Yeah.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Right.
But we who know who we are.
Yeah.
And whose we are.
Yeah.
We know that Satan is defeated. We know we can trust God in
heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's why the scripture says. Submit yourself to God.
That's right.
Resist Satan.
Right.
And he has you freed from you.
That's right.
It's no way to go. When he flees from you, he'll go to somebody else.
That's right. That's right.
My message to you is don't be that somebody else.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
We all would like to say, I'm a Christian. Nothing's going to happen to me. Wrong.
That's right.
Stuff happens. Good folk. Bad folk. Pretty folk. Ugly folk. Skinny folk. Old folk. Fat folk. Black folk. White folk. Any folk.
That's right.
Things happen.
That's right.
Yes, because it is what it is.
That's right.
But it's not what it seems.
That's right.
What comes against you to bring it down is like the dirt to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It's your exit
from
your problem.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You just keep on stepping on the dirt.
Yes.
Till you get out of whatever it is.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You better stand and finish for the church. And close it twice today.
Thank you, Lord.
We gotta say the presence of the church today.